Hello, Sucky.
did
that scare you, Kevin?
Yeah, that,
we didn't invite you here to scare you.
Oh, God, I left to get away from him. That was really good.
Sorry about that.
Wow.
This song bring back any memories?
Yeah, it's my theme song. And our production person took all the vocals out, and it's Greg Allman. I didn't know it until 3 minutes ago.
Demons.
Yeah, I knew it was by Greg Allman, or the Allman Brothers, but I didn't know the song. That's kind of sad. Your theme song for 30 years. What is it? I don't know. I have no idea.
That voice you're hearing is Kevin Matthews. Can I say radio legend without embarrassing you? Radio legend.
Okay.
You're okay with it? Okay. All right, radio legend. It's been decided. All right.
I have to say, the last time I interviewed you on a radio show, I was working with Buzz Kilman, and you had your cookbook that came out. And after Buzz and I interviewed you, we lost our shift to you.
Oh.
Can you sign something so you don't take mine and Bill's shift?
Yeah, please. It was 5 years ago today I got fired from radio. It's not good.
5 years?
Yeah. You know when you open up Facebook in the morning and you've got coffee and the memories? And well, that's nice. You know.
Just to be reminded of that.
Oh, look at another memory. Oh, 4 years ago, you got MS on this day.
Oh, no.
All the likes.
Oh.
Likes and loves.
People like that.
What?
Interesting. You have an interesting group of friends.
I do.
Yay.
I do.
You have a debilitating disease. Yeah. Yay.
Well, you've been on a little bit of a journey since your radio days. You have a new book out, Broken Mary, A Journey of Hope.
Yep.
You're going to be out at the Anderson's Bookshop in LaGrange this Sunday at 2 p.m.
2 o'clock to sign them.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to come see you.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm anxious. The book is doing really well. It was released in August, and I'm really glad I finally wrote everything down. People go, where did you come from?
Mm-hmm.
Or who are you? Where were you born? And it's right there. And it also, it's a really interesting book. You won't be able to put it down.
That's an indication of a great book.
I wrote it with a nun. I'm
did
not
you
kidding
really?
You. I wrote it with a nun.
How did that happen?
Okay,
that
I'll
doesn't
tell
usually
you.
Happen.
How did it happen?
Yeah.
It's oil and vinegar, right?
Yeah.
I guess what we. You know, when I was diagnosed with MS in 2008, by 2011, my life was just, it changed upside down. I'm not able to do radio. The whole world goes upside down. I went to a florist. I just heard a voice that said, go buy Debbie, my wife, some flowers. So, boom, look, there's a flower shop. I walk in, I get out of my truck, I'm walking to the door. Over by the dumpster, I see this statue of the Virgin Mary.
Yeah.
Broken in half, laying in the dirt, in the garbage. I went over, and I go, I can't leave this here. And I got it. We put it together. We didn't.
Did you put it in your back seat, in your trunk? Did you put a seatbelt on it?
Well, I put it in the back. I heard this voice. I cannot leave this here.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it together, but the guy that put it together wanted to repaint her and put new hands on her. Her hands are missing. She's broken in half. I said, no, I want to keep her broken because she reminded me of me.
Oh.
Because at that time, we're all broken.
Yeah.
And that statue, since we did it, has gotten world recognition.
Really?
Around the world.
Yeah.
And so that's what this story is all about. It's especially a good story for anybody. We're all broken who's hit hardships. You know, there maybe cancer or addictions, or we all, take falls.
Mm-hmm.
And this book is, I think, a really great, it's encouragement. It's a great read.
So despite the fact that we're all broken in some way, shape, or form, we can pick ourselves up and continue?
Big time. Especially what I love about it the most was it is so raw. I wrote this book, and it just no sugarcoat. Here it is. Everything from I grew up in just outside Detroit to all kinds of Jim Shorts, this little nun, because I found this statue of Broken Mary. I met her, and then she's a writing professor, and a priest said, Kevin, you've got to put this down. And so I tried to con her into writing the whole thing. She said, no, you're going to write it.
Yeah.
But she's so sweet, and she also asked me to have Jim Shorts be part of this book.
Yeah.
And what's nice is Jim is so dark and evil. The book is like skiing a slalom.
I bet.
It is just all of a sudden it's, wow, here's another little antidote from Jim Shorts. It's really great. The book is really, really great.
That's perfect for you. Good.
And I'm Catholic. I should be a better Catholic. I know you were born and bred Catholic.
Right.
And seeing that broken Virgin Mary statue, you couldn't leave it there. I mean, no. We as Catholics, it's like, it's a shame.
It deserves a better send-off. I swear to you, I have nothing to hide. I heard a voice that said, you should get your wife some flowers. There's a flower shop. I drive in. I get out of my truck. I'm walking towards the door. I look at the dumpster. I see this beautiful statue broken in half, covered in dirt. And I heard this voice. Are you going to deny me or will you deny my mother? And I'm like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And if I hadn't taken that statue, I wouldn't be here today. I know it. It's an unbelievable story. And Broken Mary now, people will take this statue in hospice or intensive cares. It's going to prisons. It's going to be going all around the world. People can relate because we are all broken.
We are. We have a bunch of texts that say how much they miss you. Somebody named their daughter Teague because of Kevin Matthews.
That's nice. Yeah.
Your son Trevor is kicking some ass and taking names. He's a great musician.
Well, he reminds me so much of your son because Trev is a guitarist and he's out in L.A. and he worked since he's been playing guitar literally since he was six. And your son is doing the same thing. Trev is having he's fortunate enough. He's on tour with Dawes. Now and
he was on Jimmy Kimmel the other night.
On Jimmy Kimmel, and they've done a lot of work. They've opened for Mumford and Sons, Bob Dylan.
Wow,
they got a great new album.
He's amazing.
And then Trevor was also over in with this other woman. He's traveled all over into Russia and stuff like that. So.
And there's a great picture I believe you shared on your Facebook page with Trevor and Leon Russell, who just passed away.
Yeah, Trev was playing a gig out in California, and here he is backstage with Leon Russell because Leon was on the bill. And Trev is a huge fan, and of course we lost Leon. We lost a lot
I
of
know.
Great Prince,
it's
Leon,
been a rough year.
Bowie. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. What was the adjustment you had to make when you came to Chicago? Michigan is fine, but Chicago is just a little bit of a bigger venue for you. Did you have to change anything?
Not a thing.
Nothing?
Not a thing. Throw more gas on it and get in more trouble here. There's more people.
You didn't want to come at first, did you?
No, I wanted to go back to Michigan, but then I'm so glad I did. And I had an absolute blast here, still do. This is
good.
My home.
Good.
This You're a grandfather?
Yeah, can you believe that?
What do the kids call you?
Bubba.
Bubba.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I like it, though.
Yeah?
I like
That's
it.
Cute.
So if I come back to do radio, which I can't, but I would be Bubba.
Bubba.
This is the Bubba Show. The Bubba Show.
So you didn't select this. They picked
No, they did.
Name. They did.
Which I think is great. They could have said something really blue, and I would have said, oh, that's great. That's my name.
Why are people texting me pictures of monkeys?
Because of Jim Shorts.
I know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Jim. Jim, who definitely wants to get back into
radio?
Chicago TV.
Oh, does he?
He wants to do sports in the morning at Channel 9.
Oh, no. He's not made for TV.
No, according to Jim, he wants to get that Puerto Rican out of there doing sports.
Oh.
And he's got a thing for Robin Baumgarten.
Pat, he's referring, of course, to Pat Tomasulo.
Who's Italian, I believe,
Sicilian. I think he is Italian, yeah.
Well, not according to Jim.
All right.
The world according to Jim.
Who had a crush on you. At one time, and then you got married. Just think of that.
And also the late, great Janet Reno.
Janet Reno. So look at my competition. It didn't make me feel good that Jimmy had a crush on me for a minute.
Yeah. You know, when Janet Reno passed away.
Boy, I liked it.
All these people were sending pictures of Janet Reno.
Didn't Jimmy have a character he played named Cecil for a
Cecil
while?
Cecil was Jim's barber.
That's right.
So when did this all begin? In Michigan?
I swear to you, I haven't read it yet. It's in the book.
Because, boy, you just...
It's in the book.
What's going on in your head sometimes, I just want to be in there for a minute.
My mom was really worried about me at the age of four. I'm not kidding you. And it's in the book.
Broken Mary, A Journey of Hope. Just want to jump in, Bill. He's going to be at Anderson's Bookshop in LaGrange on Sunday at 2 p.m.
Yep.
Go there. You can purchase the book. I'm going to purchase one, and hopefully he'll sign it for me.
Oh, we will sign it, and I'm really proud of it.
I want to ask you something about your mom and your dad when we come back.
Okay.
Because they did something that I loved. We'll share
drink?
That. Yeah, they drank a lot. I think that was a good career move for both of them.
Yeah.
We'll pick this up in just a little bit.
Okay.
It's Kevin Matthews sitting in with us, Bill and Wendy on WGN.
It's Bill and Wendy and an old radio friend of ours, Kevin Matthews, in the studio. His book, Broken Mary, A Journey of Hope. He's going to be at Anderson's Bookshop in LaGrange Sunday at 2 p.m. And you're going to be somewhere else on Saturday. You're doing a podcast live in Countryside.
Yeah, I've got some Chicago cops that I've known since I got here years ago, and now they were rookies. And there's a little neighborhood bar. It's Kenny's Tavern on 55th and Countryside.
Yep, they have great pizza and wings.
Well, between 4 and 7, you come out, we're going to podcast. And
this is Saturday, correct?
Yeah, it's a big day for those folks, my friends at Kenny's. I mean, they've got floodlights, skyrock, you know, the writing with the planes, the mm-hmm. marquees. It's huge for them.
So that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time. From time to time, Kevin, Jim Schwartz's parents, Kiki and...
He didn't have a first name.
Just Jimmy's dad.
Jim's dad.
So they would make an appearance on the show, yeah. And I would laugh so hard I would cry, and I didn't know who was behind those voices. Is it okay to say?
Yeah.
Your mom and dad.
That was my mom and dad.
Hysterical.
Think of that.
Hysterical.
They played along
They played along real well. Yeah, they were really crazy. I mean, like, they were crazy. And they loved alcohol.
Oh, well, that's a success.
Crazy
success recipe.
Yeah,
convince them or guide them and say, "Hey, not at all. Just let them go."
I would say, "Dad, I want to call and I want you to say that you were bit by dogs,
right?
Really bad."
Yeah.
Okay, and he'd just go for it.
And he'd start crying. Oh my God, that was so funny. Yeah.
And we had the best golf outings. We got kicked out of 10 courses in 10 years when I was here. But my dad would come in to play golf, and he'd wear shorts, and his legs were bone white, black socks, these shoes. Oh God, it was horrible. Yeah,
I
mean, it's like...
I thought of you when the Willowbrook Ballroom burned down.
Oh, yeah, that accidentally burnt down?
Yeah, accidentally.
Yeah, accidentally. That's a shame.
Accidents happen.
You had a lot of proms there.
We had toga parties there. Across the street was a great tavern. That was all. That was a house of ill repute.
Yeah,
years ago.
Capone's time.
What do you think it is about this city and the radio that this city has provided that's so much more experimental and willing to take chances as opposed to other parts of the country?
Because the folks that live in Chicago, they if they smell blood, they kill you.
Yeah, that's what it is, right?
It's just, you can't. It's either it works or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, you're out of here.
That's it.
Any sports, radio, TV, whatever.
Yeah. Why is Cutler still here then?
Yeah, how come?
Until you sell the team.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
I don't have a clue, man. I hear Romo might be coming in.
Tony Romo from the Cowboys would be great.
He would be. Because I think he's repaired. I think he's better than Cutler.
We would love to see that.
Cutler just wants to go to Tennessee. Buy Dolly World and just hang out and get out of football.
I just want to tell you that I cannot wait to read Broken Mary.
Well, thank you.
A Journey of Hope. Mm-hmm. Going to pick up the book tomorrow. I hope you have enough because people are going to come see you, Kev, at Anderson's on Sunday at 2 p.m. That's the Anderson's in LaGrange. And you can purchase a book there. Kevin will sign it for you.
Yep. And you can get it on Amazon or iBooks or, you know, anywhere.
You print these books by hand, don't you?
I actually made the paper.
You did the paper,
now, that
too,
took
the parchment?
Years. Yeah, sure. I wanted to write this book since I was 4, but I had to cut and pulp, and it's a huge process.
Wow. Who else does that? You're the only person
monks,
who still does
monks,
and maybe.
They're a dying breed.
You mentioned you got fired 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You got MS or diagnosed with MS 4 years ago. How are you feeling?
You know, I feel actually as good. I got great doctors. They're making big headway with MS. And
Brian Bickle, of course, from the Blackhawks, just diagnosed.
I wanted to reach out to him because I would love. You need to talk to somebody with MS. MS, it's not a death sentence. There's no cure, but
it's manageable.
Yes, it is. It is. You just enjoy life, man. You know what I'm saying? It's. I would love to talk to him, though. I'll get him a book.
All right.
That
would be nice.
Try and make a. I'm sure we can get a.
What a great
contact.
Guy. I mean, he's got that hits you like he will. You know, it's going to change his life.
Yeah.
But at the same time, think of what he can do with people that are diagnosed, or he can coach, or he can do. There's. It's not over.
Well, he seems to have. I don't know if you've heard him, but he seems to have a very positive outlook. Which, having gone through it, you need to.
You have to. You have to. It doesn't run your life. You run it.
Right. Right.
So.
Broken Mary, it's proof we are all broken at some point in our life, and we all will be, and yet there's a way back. Broken Mary, a journey of hope. Very inspirational.
Please come by, and literally your son, just have it right. And I love it because he plays everywhere. That is Little Trout.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah, you just play.
Yeah.
He's great, man.
Thank you, Michael McInerney. He walks around the house all the time in his underwear playing a guitar, and it sucks when you're trying to watch TV. Was Trevor like that?
I was so proud of Trevor. I never told him to turn it down. He would be playing, and I go, is that it?
And he's just like, crank it more.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, your sister's got a dress for you. Crank it up, son.
Great to see you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you and everybody here.
We'll see you Saturday at Kenny's Tavern in Countryside.
Yep.
And then in LaGrange, Anderson's Bookshop, 2 p.m.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love y'all.
Love right back at you, Kev.
Love ya.
We'll take a quick break and then we'll find out where we're going.
Love you, miss you.
It's a love fest. That's what it is. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.